I'm not sure if I'm going to do a live program next week. I'm having a hernia operation on March 24th. So it's minor surgery, but anything can happen. So this could be my last program. And if it is, I want to say thank you for listening. At some point in time, I'm going to have a last program. It's unlikely this is it, but it could be. It would be kind of poetic that the guest didn't show up, so I got to talk more. But I want to thank you for listening. I started November 15th, 1998. I had cassette tapes. And sadly, I wanted to send one immediately to my dad. He had a little boombox, and he was in a nursing home. He died 2 weeks later, December 1st. So he never got to listen. But Mom listened, and she visited and came into the studio, and she would listen streaming, and she loved the program. But I've had a great run of 27 years would be November 15th. And I just want to thank you for listening, because I would have done this. I just love doing this program. And I remember when I started, I said on the air, you know, I just love doing this. I don't care if I get any business from it. And then I ended up getting quite a lot of business from it in those earlier years. And, but that's immaterial. So thank you so much for listening. You, because of you, I'm here. I appreciate it. So I mentioned in the last segment, talking about units, and I thought both Sears and Macy's were 400 plus units. But according to this article, the Sears is 443 units. And then they mention the Macy's unit, 680 units. So it's more like 1,000 units. Now, of course, I don't have a darn date on this one, so I don't know if this was already modified. They usually do modify them. But, you know, what just happened in New York City, they're doing a congestion pricing. They're charging drivers $15 to drive below 60th Street. Buses and others exempt. Well, what are others? You have Manhattan is a skinny island, right? So you have 12 north-south avenues, vertical avenues on this skinny island. And you have 155 streets going east and west. So remember, Central Park is a triangle, tall, skinny triangle in the middle. Oh, God, I should remember what street. It might be, I'm guessing, 59th Street is where Central Park starts. It's right next to the Plaza Hotel. Anyway, it will start at 5 a.m., so people will be in a rush to get there before 5 a.m. And this went into effect. So they're trying to keep people, 60th Street, well, 60th Street, that's more, I guess, is that Midtown? I mean, you go up to about 100 and, well, it says 155 east-west streets. 60th Street is one of them, so that's midway, isn't it? So they want to keep people out of this down. But Santa Barbara, we'd have to have congestion pricing on Upper State. I think we should put a toll booth there. And you know what? You want to drive here? $15. Otherwise, you know, get on your bike or take the freeway. You're not driving on Upper State Street. That's what I propose. So anyway, there's so many details here on the projects. I'm not going to read all of this. Maybe at one point in time we'll have a guest on to talk about it. Okay. I did promise the cruise ship commentary that was sent to me. I can't tell you who wrote it. But, of course, it's a big controversy. I remember my brother first came to visit Santa Barbara 30 years ago. I was giving him a tour, and it became a standing joke. I wasn't consciously saying this, but, oh, see this building? Big controversy, da-da-da-da, and we'd be driving. Oh, see that structure? A big controversy. So that became the running gag of the whole visit. It's a big controversy. Welcome to Santa Barbara. So cruise ships are a big controversy. People want to prevent, limit altogether, or restrict it from docking in Santa Barbara and other communities. So here's what the commentary is. I didn't write this. I wish I had. I strongly agree. Tourists are a menace to the community. They wear stupid hats and baggy shorts. They ask a lot of stupid questions. They inundate the restaurants and shops. They take up too much time in the restrooms. They take my seat at the local bars. They actually spend money on all kinds of stupid things. They constantly disrupt my daily life. My ecology and my psychology are irreparably damaged. We need a complete ban on all cruise ships immediately. I'm calling for the new administration to station a submarine in the channel that will torpedo any cruise ship that even appears close to anchoring off the South Coast. Someday, I might tell you the author of that. I wish I had written it and I could take credit, because that's pretty funny. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Can't remember who. Oh, I have a water maven guest who's been on a few times. He talked about seawater. He's on the Montecito Water Board. And he's been in the water business like 50 years. He's been a CEO of companies, and he's just a nice guy. He lives in Montecito, and he's been on a few times. Talked about the desalination buoys, floating desalination buoys. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about next week, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to do a program next week, not because I'm going to be dead, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to navigate, if I'm going to be on opioids. It's only 3 days after the surgery, hernia surgery. So might have to do a rebroadcast, but we'll see. In the meantime, we'll do the weekly multiple listing update. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.